2 of our discussion of Desert Island Challenge. We're going to keep drawing a few names and go around the horn and talk about life and love.
Don't stop.
Talk about our undies.
Keep going.
I missed you guys.
It's been a while.
Yeah, don't stop.
It's been don't stop, get it.
I will.
It's been a while.
Don't say the next part because that's rude.
Yeah. Is that Ice Cube?
Don't stop, get it.
Okay, who's drawing? Tay's drawing.
Oh, sure.
Tay does Vino.
Yeah. Oh, Tay does Vino at Instagram at dot not
it's
used.
Called IG.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, listen to it, subscribe, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, MovieReviews.us.
MovieReviews.us, MovieReviews.us, MovieReviews.us.
Taylor, go.
Sorry, I tried to stink that in.
One sci-fi movie.
I tried to stealth that. That did not work.
One sci-fi
never trust
movie.
You as a spy.
Todd, These cornetos are delicious. are these bugles in here?
These are
amazing.
Oh, man. Is it cornetos or joy? Anyway, sorry.
Yeah.
Go on.
Sci-fi movie or what?
This is one sci-fi movie.
Okay.
So, can you say Star Wars? Because that just encompasses so much.
I mean, I say you have to pick one.
Yeah, it's exactly.
One movie. Which one are you going to take?
Desert Island... One take only. Okay. I don't even know if you would consider this. I'm breaking all rules here again.
Hickadoodle.
I'm going to say sci-fi because it's just science fiction.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say, because you kind of out there, Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, yeah.
Would be a great, great movie. I mean, is that a science fiction? I mean, you're throwing zombies.
No,
it's just like, it's an infection.
It's more like horror comedy something. Yeah. I mean, the science fiction, I agree. We should have a horror
hole
in here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good fucking movie. But I think there has to be like something like super science-y
So it was just the disease.
If they had mentioned like... So the thing about Night of the Living Dead is that they have news items where it's like, oh, some Mars satellite is crashing back to Earth. And so you're like... Oh, maybe that's it.
Yeah.
If that's right, I mean, that would might be a little sci-fi because it's Martian satellite something.
Even then, but I think that's a stretch.
Yeah. Let the boy have
you know what?
Shaun of the Dead.
I will allow it.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll put it this way.
Because it has my name in it.
It's his island. It's his movie.
Yeah. Yeah. My island.
What's the
my
thing
movie.
Is like, it's like, man, yeah, I love Star Wars, but like, would I take it and have it like an all-time movie to watch there? Probably not.
Yeah. Well, take what you want.
And Trekkie, I'm not really a Trekkie dude.
Ooh,
but
Wrath of Khan.
Ooh. Did you see that Shatner's coming to this beautiful state?
I did.
After the screening of Wrath.
Spock.
So,
where's
anyway.
He going? What's he doing?
He's at the
Brady?
Tulsa.
He's at Brady
Theater.
Oh.
Tulsa Theater. Travis,
it's not the Brady. What's it called? Is it just
the Tulsa?
Yeah,
that's
theater.
It.
Yeah,
Tulsa Theater.
Get woke.
That's the best we got, huh?
Get woke.
Oh, wait, they're changing the name of the Brady.
It has been changed.
Oh, it's art. Oh,
doth change it.
All the famous people from Tulsa. We just go with the Tulsa Theater.
Well, yeah. What was racist about it? I don't remember because
so
I don't know my history.
The Brady was named after a guy who was. Klansman.
Tate Brady. Oh, fuck beans. Yeah, Tulsa Theater. Cool. I'm on board now.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, Travis, get woke.
Get with it.
I mean, you could do the Tim Blake Nelson Theater. You know? Mm.
Hanson Theater.
The Rue McClanahan Theater.
Hanson Theater.
I would love a Hanson Theater.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
And Umbop were gone.
Ooh. And they sell nothing but Umhops.
R.I.P.
Well, that's not a great idea.
What?
I don't know if that's still around.
I don't know if it is. Yeah,
I thought it was.
They're still making beer. I don't know if it's
the first batch I had of Umhops, not awesome. Last time I had it, pretty fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
But so it's not around anymore? So you're telling me in an Umhops it was gone?
Yes.
That's me clapping for myself.
That's good.
Joke.
As long as you can clap for yourself.
Oh, okay.
Sci-fi go.
My sci-fi, I'll probably kick myself and think of something else later. But I was most recently talking about this. Aliens.
God, you Sigourney Weaver. Fucking bitch.
Stole mine too.
God.
That the first Alien is great. It's fucking Jaws in space. Like, they've taken the same deal, but, you know, you're stuck out in the ether or whatever. Can't get out of
Aliens
the ship.
Aliens was out before Jaws.
Aliens was?
Actually, neither was.
No.
Jaws was first.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jaws was 77 or 75. And 78 was Aliens?
79.
79 was Alien. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
86 was Aliens.
Yes. Okay.
That's a big time frame. Mm-hmm. Man, it must have sucked to be alive in the 80s and take so long for new stuff to come out.
They struggled with a sequel to Aliens.
Now it's just like you make a movie and it's good. And it's like sequel.
I would rather they take their time, though. I mean,
you had 4 years between Rambo 2 and Rambo 3. And that's a long, long way.
Those are two very, very different movies.
But Aliens, Bill Paxton, R.I.P. Yeah. And it was much different feel for the Alien franchise. It was James Cameron directed.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And it was more about like the Space Marines, like getting in there, like getting shit done.
Big action.
I fucking loved it. She got in that big ass forklift thing, fought the alien goddamn queen. We found out where these fucks came from. it was lore drop. It was action. It was comedy.
It was everything.
Yes, I fucking loved it. I loved it so hard.
It was Jim Cameron at his peak.
Yes!
So
I'm a Jimmy C.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, man. So, having you stolen mine, being on an island, one of the worst sci-fi movies to take, but also one of the best, because that's the point of horror, is like the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
When you're just like surrounded by nothingness. Nothing is more scary than like something that can imitate someone else and kill you.
Mm-hmm.
I think, I'm pretty sure there's the one Antarctic base, they actually have a showing of the thing every year. Where just, I don't know if you've ever seen it, but it's basically like a base in Antarctica where there's some sort of discovery. It's like a dead wolf or something that can then like take shapes and turn into stuff. It's the thing.
John Carpenter, thing. Right?
Oh yeah. So you haven't seen it?
I think so.
Yeah, it's John Carpenter's the thing with Kurt Russell.
Classic.
But it's a remake also of a 50s movie called
Them.
I can't think of it.
Not Them.
No, it was based off of a short story called Who Goes There, and then it was a 50s story where they substituted like the thing, you know, killing other animals and stuff. He was like a plant alien or some shit.
Yeah,
but yeah, it still wasn't bad.
Runner up, Matrix.
Ooh, good call.
Yeah, that is going. Yeah. So I'm going to go James Cameron again. I'm going to say Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
Ooh,
yeah, pick. We talked about T-1000 a few podcasts ago.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm going to go with that just because it's, again, it's James Cameron's big fucking ballsy action scenes, great special effects, good. It's good sci-fi, good story. I love time travel. I'm a sucker for it. So I'm going to go T2. I mean, T1's a nice fallback, too. Both of those are good in different ways.
Oh, Back to the Future, too.
So I looked it up.
Future's good.
The prequel, or not the prequel, the original was called The Thing from Another World. It was 1951.
Okay.
All right, done. Sorry.
It's a bit mouthy.
But T2, yes.
Yes.
Hardcore. Hard yes.
Is everybody going with sci-fi?
Oh. Sorry.
Hit me.
Are you?
Ooh. Fuck. This is a movie from within the last year. I'm going to cheat and say Joker right now because I can't think of a better one.
You could have done Endgame, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to say Endgame.
No, it's too late. It's too late. You already said it.
Well, I thought somebody else might say Joker, so I just wanted to say it. And
or Spider-Man Far From Home.
Yep.
Yeah, Spider-Man Far From Home is actually going to be mine. Endgame is the obvious one, but I think if I look back at movies from last year that I really enjoyed, I think Far From Home I enjoyed more than Endgame.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I see that.
Just because Endgame was like a lot of payoff to a lot of tension from, obviously, from Infinity War. But Far From Home was just like, it's a fun adventure. It's a romp. It's like, I am a sucker for Spider-Man. So it was everything I wanted in a Spider-Man movie and more.
Yeah, Endgame was more, I don't know. It wasn't as good as Infinity War as like standalone. It was a lot of like catch up and weird time travel stuff.
It was
stuff.
A lot of resolution.
Yeah, it was resolution.
And not as much like.
Ever, it's got a moment in there that gives me the goosebumps. My hair stands up on my arms when Captain America finally does the Avengers Assemble, where they all, the Avengers come through
the, on your
the
left
portals. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And I'm like, fuck, yes, kill Thanos.
Mm-hmm. I just love.
Also, RIP, because I really love that. We got Taylor to watch Marvel movies, and then he fucking loves Thanos. That's
one of my favorite.
He's a great villain.
Is that one of our polls? Like our favorite moment of the year is like when Taylor fell in love with Thanos. That's mine.
He really is a great villain. They did it. They knocked that out of the park. Mm-hmm. In crafting a big super villain. It's tough. Yeah. I think DC would do really good with Darkseid. I think they do everything right.
Okay.
Well, that was sarcasm. Yeah.
Well, and it's weird too because so DC basically Thanos was kind of stolen from a character named Darkseid that was on DC.
Yeah, but the spell is weird. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Darkseid.
But they fleshed out the Thanos character way more than Darkseid
did. A better job.
Yeah, they just did a better job of doing it.
Yep.
Marvel's done a great job with, I would argue, I mean, I don't know if this sounds bad, but lesser superheroes than what DC.
Oh, 100%. Iron Man was a non-character until they made him into the center point of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
He was still one of the big three of the Avengers, though. Like, I mean, none of the, like Captain America, Thor, Iron Man, before 2008, you're right. Everybody was like, oh yeah, I kind of
know. Yeah, they're
know.
Cool or whatever.
I mean, Captain America was popular because America.
Right.
But Thor and Iron Man, like, much
Rob Liefeld, like, fucked up Captain America pretty heavily. And
on the Heroes really Reborn.
Weird for stuff. A while. Yeah. And I don't know. I think with the, not to get off topic, the Ultimate Comics really rebooted the Avengers with the big three, and I think kind of brought them back into the centerfold.
But I am astounded with fucking, like, Ant-Man.
Yes. You know how many people were like, Guardians of the Galaxy looks stupid. There's like a talking raccoon. Why would I go see that movie?
That's true. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no, you got, just trust Marvel. They're going to make a great movie. You're going to love this character by the end of it.
See, I knew I would enjoy Guardians. I didn't know how much.
Yeah.
Because that's a different feeling from in the comics is the movie.
Yeah, for sure.
But Ant-Man, I always fucking loved. He just had a cool power set, but I didn't know they would do so well with the actual films.
Yep.
Great casting.
Great cast
from all top to bottom, mm-hmm. and good weather.
So. Yeah,
I'm gonna fucking smash you,
Todd.
It's just a new bit.
Twilight
2019.
Twilight 13th Warrior. Good weather. Is one of these pulls? Is it gonna be good weather?
I wish. I would say in the last year, and obviously I've seen.
Yeah, you saw way more than
200 movies in the last
year. Oh, that's right. Roma.
And that actually came out over a year ago now.
That is my favorite.
Time I know it was your favorite. Midsummer. One of last year.
Midsummer, I mean, I appreciated it. I didn't love it.
Yeah,
that's fine. I don't know. I need to see it again. I think it's a second time movie for me. I may like it more.
The Hereditary person the more directed that?
Yeah. Right? Yes. Yep. And
I still haven't seen that one.
It's like Hereditary where you kind of leave just fucked up in the head.
You just leave and you're like,
what the hell did I just watch?
Huh.
And we need to watch that for a future podcast. Hell, maybe we can do that next week. I want to.
No, curious. Next week we're watching fucking Superman 1978. End of story. Shut down. Done. Sorry.
We're gonna get JoJo on the podcast.
Fuck.
Yeah. Well, Midsummer may put her in labor too.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Stressful movies. That is a stressful movie to watch.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
For sure.
I mean,
dun, 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 dun.
I mean, I would say half the theater dun, walked out dun, 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 when dun, I went to go see it.
I fully believe it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's that fucked up. Dun, 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 dun. But I would do Once Upon a Time. Meow. Meow.
Tay, have you seen the original Superman? No. 1978? Okay, well, we're fucking watching it next week.
I don't want to. I want to watch the Midsummer.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, you do.
But yeah, I'd go Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Tarantino.
Oh, yeah.
That's a damn
so
good
So I did
movie.
Buy that one.
Still haven't seen it.
Yeah.
It's good.
I was going to say, I mean, I'm tired of yelling, but that one's gonna be my pick. It's mm-hmm. like of all the ones, I didn't see a whole lot of theater movies. I think I saw more movies from other years, quite a bit this year, but ones that I went to go see in theater, I mean, are basically all comic book movies.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
And, well, I guess I did see live action Lion King or whatever the hell that you call it. But yeah, Once Upon a Time was about the only one that, you know, that was a damn good film.
Great movie.
I was shocked to hear that, you know, Brad Pitt actually won the Golden Globe, and I was like, really? And I kind of looked back, started thinking, like, you know what? He was pretty damn. The ending alone said, you know, probably got him that.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Like, I was going to say the live action Lion King could have done with a whole lot more Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Yeah, me.
I think you were going to say Jonathan Winters, and I was totally down with that too.
Both, yeah.
Johnny Winters?
Yeah.
Or Johnny They only Winters. Come out at night? Jonathan Winters.
Jonathan Winters, the comic, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I unfamiliar with that one.
Okay. Now, you know who he is, but we'll get to that later. Cool. I also think you're trolling me right now.
No, I don't.
Okay.
The only Winners I can think of is Captain Winters from Band of Brothers.
Which, yeah.
What about Winter Soldier?
Yes.
That would be the miniseries I'd take with the Desert Islands Band of Brothers.
Fuck, yes.
That is a awesome
yes. miniseries. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
You haven't Band of Brothers yet.
You told me to watch it, but
it's on phenomenal. HBO. It's so, yeah. good. It's so good. It's got Tom Hanks.
Taylor, just do exactly what I tell you at all times, and you'll be fine.
We can hear Bernie over here.
Tay-Tay?
Yeah, that's me. Oh, what?
Who's movie from last year?
Oh, Once Upon a Time. Yeah, that's about the only one that I think I really saw from last year.
Yeah, I mean, and it's a worthy
one. Did you see Joker? And,
I saw Joker, okay, but it was
Once Upon a Time is more your
yeah, one
baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, but fuck that movie. All right, next one up.
Crumple.
80s movie.
I've already hit some of those.
Ooh. Oh, damn it.
Well,
I already thought of it.
I think all of ours would probably be
Mannequin 2.
You know what?
The first one was better.
Yes.
I'm going to go The Princess Bride.
Ooh. Oh, nice. Dynamite.
I'm going to an island. I'm taking the fucking Princess Bride.
That is a good call.
Yeah.
That's a good choice.
I'm worried somebody's going to steal mine.
I think we are. Well, maybe not.
There's not that many movies in the 80s, right?
Well, one that I would take on an island. There's only one.
It's tough. I may go with the original Vacation, National Lampoon's Vacation.
Damn, good call.
Yep,
that's great. Right. Yeah.
Introduce the world to Cousin Eddie.
All right.
And I can introduce my new coconut family on the island to Cousin Eddie.
I thought you were going to say something else. Yeah. Tate, what you got?
Ghostbusters.
Fuck you, man. I didn't even think of that. I was going to say Goonies.
Yeah.
That's good, too.
No, I mean just more like...
You go Ghostbusters, I'll go Goonies.
I think all those movies, like, yeah. where you could watch constantly.
Mm-hmm. That was the easiest round.
Yeah.
Very straightforward.
All Dynamite.
I wasn't even alive in the 80s.
We've got one left.
Weird.
And then I think we can add one for sure per our previous...
Wait, what year were you born?
1990.
Jesus
Christ. Oh, you're the same age as my brother? Oh, that's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
When did you diddle your brother?
All right, I'm off the podcast. Like
early enough to where he's not going to remember it.
And I feel like, did we do 90s movie? Hell, let's do another 90s movie.
I think we did do 90s
Yeah, I think
movie.
Mine was...
This ended up in here twice.
Or did someone...
Oh, yeah. Taylor, did you ever choose a 90s movie? Mine was Jurassic Park.
I don't think I did.
Ta-na-na.
God. Jurassic Park 2.
Good answer. Good answer.
There is no Jurassic Park 2.
Honey, we blew up ourselves.
Yeah.
There's no Jurassic Park 2 movie.
Super Babies. There's The Lost World.
Oh, there you go. Taylor, you could say The Lost World, but technically there is no Jurassic Park 2.
Was it Super Babies, Super Geniuses, whatever?
Oh, Jesus.
I'm honestly a fan of Jerry Maguire.
Fuck, so, yeah, I forgot about that film.
It's romantic. It really, I mean, I'm not a huge Tom Cruise fan, but it's
I'm a Cameron Crowe fan, though, I would say. I haven't seen Aloha.
Great soundtrack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jerry Maguire.
She'll let you in.
I mainly did that so he would start singing that.
Secret Garden. Bruce Springsteen.
Tom Cruise does have some great sideburns in that movie. And I'll be honest, after I saw that, I grew out sideburns because I was like, oh, I'm down with that.
Also, speaking of my little brother, he looked just like little Jonathan Lipnicki as a kid.
Damn, that is, yep.
Yes,
yeah.
You take
either Jonathan Lipnicki when he was younger or like the Blue Ranger from Power Rangers. If you made him 6 years old, boom, Billy? That's my little brother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Billy?
Billy.
And man,
poor Billy. He got bullied on set because he was gay.
So was my brother.
And
no,
your brother is adorable, but I could definitely see him as a kid as the human head weighs 8 pounds.
Yeah, his human head weighed 8 pounds. His body was 6 pounds. He was that kid was 70% head. Like as he was running, if you'd call his name, his name is also Taylor. Mm-hmm. He would look a different direction, and then like the wind would take him in that direction.
That's so fucked up.
I think it's like a fucking sail.
Taylor, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Taylor, bud.
You're adorable. So I think that we could add in. I don't know who's did I drew that. So we'll do horror and start
horror.
Start with Tay.
So the category is horror.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, no, I ultimately, I said, or ultimately, I said Shaun of the Dead earlier, which is not technically a sci-fi film, but I mean, and is that, would you even call that one a horror?
Because I mean, I love you that. Could, it's in the zombies are in the horror genre, yeah, but the film itself, it does have elements of horror in it.
So
it's got,
it's got like a whole zombie attack. There's and people getting torn apart.
And like, that's one that I would watch on an island forever. But how would you, what would 28 days later be? My God.
That's definitely
what
horror.
Would you, that's definitely horror. Horror as I guess.
Horror, okay. Yeah.
28 weeks later with Jeremy Renner.
It's great. They're both great movies for very different reasons.
Never saw it.
What? Wait, I liked it. 28 Weeks Later had Jeremy Renner in it. Mm-hmm. He was in it, but he wasn't one of the main characters.
He goes down pretty quick. Spoiler alert.
Gotcha. Oh, hey, JoJo.
You're ruining the podcast.
Horror movie. Oh shit! I just had it. I lost it. Back to me.
Is it 28 Weeks Later?
No.
Fuck.
Midsummer?
No, I haven't seen it.
Midsummer.
Go on to Sean. I had mine and I lost it.
I think mine would either be Insidious.
Oh, I got it.
Or. No, I think Insidious. Or The Grudge. Those would be the two.
The OG Grudge.
The OG Grudge, not the remake that they just did that was with. Yeah, no.
The O Grudge?
Yeah. It's so good. We really need to do that come October.
The Grudge.
Yeah. Come October.
Come October.
That's a band name.
That's my cover band of Blue October.
I was going to say, I think mine is probably the Rob Zombie Halloween.
Yeah. Because
I really like that first one. Yeah. It was fucking good.
Yeah, with Michael McDowell. Michael McDonald?
Michael McDonald would be a hell of a horror movie.
That one was really good. I'm sure there's another one I'm forgetting, but that's one of the ones that it was like Michael Myers Begins. I really liked the whole preamble that showed more of the origin, like, because the very original one, you didn't get much into why or how or
no. I mean,
you don't really need to. It's like, oh, this kid was fucked up. Now he's killing everybody. But I like to see his home life and all that weird shit that he grew up with.
Yeah, like what his parents were like and like where they stripped and
yeah. Oh yeah.
Now I can't shake the image of Michael McDonald with the piano singing Taking It to the Streets and getting his head chopped off.
Taking it to the
streets. Oh, I thought he was gonna be the killer with like garrote people with like a piano wire.
No, I think he you know, he gets killed minute by minute.
Wait, is Jaws? Jaws is horror, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I mean, all right, I would pick Jaws, but since everybody would pick Jaws, I will not pick Jaws, and I'll go with Halloween.
I wouldn't pick Jaws.
Nice. I'm going to go with the first Alien movie.
Oh, hello.
Solid,
Jaws
solid,
in space, solid. I see.
Mm-hmm. No, I that see. Was Aliens. Jaws, I think. Was Jaws in space.
No, no, Alien.
Alien was Jaws in Jaws space. In Aliens space. Was...
Marines in space?
Yeah, I mean, it's big, epic combat in space.
Would Starship Troopers be a horror movie?
No, I would honestly put that
I'd say as sci-fi.
Sci-fi with comedy leanings.
It's got action. I mean,
I love Starship Troopers, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good shit.
Would you like to know more?
I would say...
Would you like to know more?
Since it's set in the future, and there's super, like, ships and space marine-type people, and they're all, like...
Can I just say right now that I hate the fact that horror slash sci-fi is always grouped together in like some sort of...
And fantasy?
Why are those three always grouped together as like just a whatever miscellaneous horror, sci-fi, fantasy?
I wanted this entire group to those talk are more so about Willow.
Goddamn different.
I wanted us to talk about Willow and... yes. Legend. I wanted us to talk all about our favorite fantasy
now,
that was not Lord of the Rings.
So here's another. I just thought of a sci-fi horror thing. What would Tremors be?
Oh, that's definitely sci-fi horror.
It's just sci-fi horror. Yeah. Yeah. So it's like
Because they're possibly.
Yeah.
They don't know if they're alien or Precambrian aliens or whatever it is. But
I would call it horror over sci-fi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just because it's not.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Because it is set in the real world.
But things like
horror comedy,
Maximum Overdrive, that is a horror slash sci-fi.
Okay, so is that where
Emilio Estevez?
That Maximum Overdrive, I want to say, is based off of a Stephen King book,
Stephen King. Mm-hmm.
Where a bunch of like trucks come alive.
And or the main
machinery
one
comes alive.
Has a green goblin hood.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
It's an 18-wheeler truck with a green goblin hood that like has a bunch of people trapped inside of a gas station.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Ooh, you know what else is just random drop in here? Duel is really fucked up film.
Mm-hmm. Which that was kind of his
big ass truck chasing that dude.
His first like Jaws type thing, because that was basically the Great White, where it's like you never even, to my knowledge, see the driver
in
the movie. You just see the semi.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sediment.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm, yummy.
Mm-hmm.
Not that, my teeth now.
I've never seen that movie. Duel?
Duel. I actually own that on VHS.
It was his, I think I have it on DVD, I think, somewhere.
With Dennis Weaver as the...
Dennis Quaid?
And, yeah, it's good. It's good to watch as his first, like, first ever. You see a lot of what makes him famous later.
Yeah, it's a road rage film. Mm-hmm. It's like the...
Like Mad Max?
I mean, it's like the guy who pisses off the semi-driver, and then the semi-driver terrorizes him an empty, lonely road.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I like it. I love it.
Which, Mad Max Fury Road, great movie, needs to come with me on Desert Island for some reason.
Yes.
I'll figure out a way to get that on the Desert Island.
And that definitely has elements of sci-fi, of action, of horror, of a bunch of stuff packed into
rom-com.
One.
Rom-com.
Yeah. I do admire that Charlize Theron and Tom Hardy never actually like got together in the movie. I thought that was a bold.
I really appreciate that she cut off her arm for that movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was dedication to the bit, and
I think she probably disliked Tom Hardy that much that she did that.
I was so happy.
They hated each other.
Did they super? I know they had tiffs, but I didn't know they super hated each other.
They did not like each other at all.
I really respect the fact that the trailer for Mad Max Fury Road was dope as fucking shit, and the entire fucking movie was like that too. I was like, yes.
Yeah, that's one case where like the trailer was dope as shit, the movie was dope as shit.
And then I remember Taylor and I watching it, and then having to coax another one of our friends, like, he's like, was it really that good? And we're like, yes, dude, you have to fucking see it. It is like, the entire movie is a fucking car chase, but you have to see it. It's like,
titties.
Yes.
But not in the same way Speed is a car chase the entire time.
Right. But I didn't know shit really about George Miller before that. But after that, I was like, I really wish he had gotten to make his Justice League movie.
Mm-hmm. He was the guy that they tapped to do.
He had Army Hammer as Batman. The guy that was... Twins in Social Network. He was also the Lone Ranger in the Lone Ranger movie. What else was he in that you would know him in?
He's been in quite a few.
Army Hammer?
He's been in a few things. And then they chose the dude from the OC, Adam Brody, as the Flash. And I fucking love that too.
I see that.
They had some other, I don't remember their Wonder Woman casting, but she was dope as shit too.
Mm-hmm.
And their Superman, I thought, wasn't bad either. But George Miller, like, it never got off the fucking ground.
It would have been badass.
Yes. After having seen Fury Road, they were like, yeah, they give it to George Miller. They're trying to see. And I was like, I don't know who the fuck this is. After that, I was like, fuck, man. How come we got this Zack Snyder bullshit that we got for Justice League?
The Man from Ankle. Or Uncle, not Ankle.
The Man from Uncle. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Army Hammer was
with Superman Henry Cavill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was in Entourage as Army Hammer.
Confusing, but that would have been phenomenal. Just give him a blank check and let him work.
Yeah.
I need to see Army Hammer in more things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't bad.
So yeah, I would say this has been another episode of Cinema Vino.
Yeah. Guys, we did great. This is part two.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Felt comparable to part one.
Mm-hmm.
If not better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it'll be, what do people like better, Kill Bill 1 or 2?
Yes.
There is no Kill Bill 1 or 2. It's the same fucking movie. It's volume 1, volume 2.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
It's like your Godfather 1 and 2. It's the same goddamn thing. Let's put it together.
Although I think they did a good job of editing that to where it's like there's two different vibes. They feel like there's two different flows to them.
It's true. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, as one movie, you get a very disjointed one movie.
I just feel like you need the old school, like, grindhouse intermission.
Yeah.
Give you the 10 or 15 minute intermission. Go, like, refill your popcorn,
Yeah, if
it was like, get a handy like in the bathroom, get your junior men's, do a sit down, drop a few deuces, and then get back in, get ready for
you know,
volume
if you're
two.
Real efficient, you can do a few of those at the same time.
Juju fruit. Well, true.
We need to. What were some of the movie trailers they had in between? It was
Thanksgiving.
Where the girl in the
machete?
Trampoline, machete, women,
which they turn into
werewolf women of the SS. SS.
Yeah.
There were a whole bunch of good ones.
Also, not far from a real movie that they made with vampires, Nazi vampires. Oh. Also, there's a movie called FDR American Badass where the Nazis are werewolves and they bit FDR, which gave him polio.
Yes, I think I've heard of it.
It's a garbage movie. Yeah. Don't fucking see it.
Yeah.
But the trailer is hilarious.
I want them to make all the Seinfeld movies that they advertise, like Sack Lunch.
Oh, yes.
Prognosis Negative. What was it? Firestorm? Not Firestorm. The Death Blow.
Death Blow. The final Death Blow.
This is the Death Blow.
The B movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one too.
So listen, rate, subscribe, ding that notification bell.
Todd, you have a book out?
Mm-hmm. Share with your friends. And, you know, we've got that follow Todd Wofford Movies.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, rate, subscribe. Oh, I already said that. MovieReviews.us. 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 Follow Tay Does Vino on IG.
That's Instagram.
Tay Does Undies. Tay Dongs Vino.
I wish.
Instagram.
I got censored.
Buy undies from Me Undies. Summer's Eve, just because it's fun.
Just when you feel not so fresh.
Yeah. It's a good air freshener.
But yeah, we thank you for joining us. And yeah, we will be back with some more stuff next time.
Send us your own picks for these categories.
Nudes?
And you can send those to... Where can I send those to, Todd?
You can send those to...
just write them in the comments of this podcast on Facebook and or IG and or
iTunes.
Social media.
Yeah. And Twitter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We accept all slides of all DMs.
Mm-hmm. And all forms of currency.
We'll look at them all, give them a fair shake.
Mm-hmm. And we'll tell you how much we love you.
Yeah. What Desert Island movie do you want to go bring?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now I guess it's time for everybody's sign off message.
Yes. Whoever wants to kick.
Live, laugh, love.
Live, laugh, lube.
Ooh.
Oh.
Sun's down, dick's up.
Onward, Christian soldier.
On that note.
But I know how to love you. Let that be all I need to know. Cocoa butter.